A letter to each and every South African. It's another wave. I get it. We're all tired. You'd think we'd know what we're doing by this third wave. Let me tell you though, for healthcare workers, it feels like we're in this ocean, and we're drowning. And that's just putting it lightly. I've seen my colleagues become jaded. I've seen smiling faces full of optimism descend into cynicism. I've seen more and more doctors turn to therapy, turn to alcohol, turn to drugs, both pharmaceutical and recreational, just to numb the days. We don and we doff, day in and day out. We're trying to catch up, but it's an episode of Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. We just don't seem to be destined to reach our prize. It's been one long marathon, and we don't know where the end point is. We're running blindly. We've been let down by our governments. COVID funds have been mismanaged. Billions have been stolen. I've watched our colleagues post-ComServe sit at home. No jobs. Yet we have this insane shortage of doctors. We've imported Cuban-trained doctors. Our government nominated them for the Nobel Prize. It's a bit of a slap in the face to those of us on the front line. This is money wasted when we have some of the best trained doctors on the planet. It's hard to find motivation in an environment that already drains us. We've been let down by our colleagues. Colleagues who simply disappear in the middle of this pandemic, who unfortunately are jaded and can't motivate themselves or those around them just to cling to a little bit of hope, just to hang on. We expect the impossible from junior staff. We expect fresh-faced interns with no ICU nor COVID experience to run full COVID ICUs. A generation of doctors who will survive the pandemic, yes, and probably with a little bit of PTSD, or depression, or an anxiety disorder. We can't support our own, emotionally and physically. How is this fair on our interns or our ComServes? Finally, we've been let down by the citizens of South Africa. You've all let us down a bit. We don't ask for much. We just ask that you wear a mask. All you need to do is cover your nose and mouth. It's that simple. We ask that you just clean your hands, just sanitize. We ask that you stay at home when you can. It's a simple request. And I am begging you, please. How do you expect to change this pandemic when you can't change your ways? Just for a few months, when you walk around with your mask over your chin, or hanging from your ear, or if you cover your mouth and your nose with your hand, my personal favorite. When you spread blatant lies on social media, when you scaremonger, when you use an antiparasitic for a virus. We won't go down the ivermectin road just yet. And you find every obscure article from every obscure and credited source to scare each other from getting a proven vaccine. Just to let you all know, out of the healthcare workers who have been vaccinated and unfortunately have contracted COVID, 94% of them had mild disease, 4% had moderate disease, 2%, only 2% had severe disease. Vaccines work. The whole purpose of the vaccine is twofold. Yes, in an ideal world, firstly to prevent COVID, but secondly, to prevent severe disease and death. Stop spreading lies on Facebook and Instagram. Your YouTube video or two does not discredit academia who spend their days researching and tracking data. Please stop this. South Africans, start looking after your healthcare workers. Start listening to what we say. No one on this planet is more tired of this pandemic than we are. We work overtime and we are often way out of our depth. We are tired. We are depressed. We are demotivated. We are sick of preaching the same story to a brick wall. Start looking after us. Because no one is going to be there for you when we aren't around. Sincerely, a very tired doctor.
Thank you.